The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday. Today is Thursday, June 11th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Of course, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-300-5720. And if you decide to text me, the number is 422-4796. It's going to be an open line Thursday because guess who I want to talk about education and what we need to be doing to empower young black men, boys, right? Bohemian boys, all of that. Canceled last minute. And so I said, okay, we'll have an open line, which is cool because a number of things are happening in the news. So you can call and talk about that to see. So we hash things out, but there are one or two things, as usual, that I wish to talk about. First, I want to extend happy anniversary to my wife. It's 21 years. Dang. Oh, we were children when we started dating. And now I'm a big man. She's a big woman. Children leader. So I just want to extend high and precious regards to her. Start off with that. I had an aunt that died from the Bluff Eleuther. I kind of feel kind of bad because my cousin and I are supposed to have gone and visited her, and we didn't get a chance to. And Jean Nuri, I want to extend condolences to her sisters and her immediate family. It was a shock. I always thought I had time to extend regards. In fact, I just recently found out, when I say recently, post her death, that she's also my godmother. How can your aunt be your godmother? I don't know. But she's also my godmother, my aunt Alterian reminded me of that recently, and I said, no, I did not know. I did not know. So I feel some type of way. So hopefully when they make the funeral arrangements, I can extend regards to her immediate family, who I do not know. I haven't seen my aunt in decades, actually. I didn't make effort to. Because, you know, when the family gets disjointed, when spouses die and whatever it is, and get lost. Also, during this weekend, I went to a book club. I went to a book club, and that was nice. It was my first book club meeting, and they reviewed my book, or one of my books, right? And so I was very privileged. Number of professionals there, a dean students of a university, several levels of private schools, a number of expat Bohemians. Does that make sense? Expat or were expat? Expat Bohemians, I think is, you could understand what I mean. They came here over 40 odd years ago, 50 odd years ago, the making of the Bahamas before independence. They contributed and now they're citizens of the Bahamas. Academics, all academics, by the way, smart people. They had a lecturer from University of the Bahamas there also. So it's a mixed batch of people, black and white, who were in attendance. And they were able to do like an analysis of the book itself, which was good. Some excellent critique. And they talk about a bygone Bahamas. And you know, I like history. So to listen from their perspective was very intriguing. And I said, you all need to write a book from an expat point of view of how you view the Bahamas. And so we do a compare and contrast on how I view the Bahamas or how Bohemians view the Bahamas. And one of the ladies, beautiful ladies there, senior lady, was talking about her father. She's Bohemian, white Bohemian, Conky Joe Bohemian. And to hear the narrative of the importance or the dedication of her father to the Bahamas was intriguing too, from a family island point of view. I did not know the family island had white people. See, that's racial, right? You might think that I'm being racist and funny. And let me explain what I mean, because some things need preface. She, her parents are from Crooked Island, right? She have roots in Acklands. And I'm sure there are white Bahamians in Acklands and Crooked Islands. I don't know any. Is that odd? No, I know white islands, like the Abacos and Spanish Wells. But I know of expats retiring to islands, but to have what I call white Bahamians who originate from a particular island, like a Crooked Island, like a Acklands, a Long Key, and this is where my one of the ladies were descended from. And then she is a descendant of the Skavalas. I do family trees. I have family trees, and I have a Skavala family tree from the late 1700s to now. And I see where the Skavalas move from being white to black. And I've seen like a white branch, but that just disappeared. And to know that I came across someone who belongs to that branch of the tree, because the Skavala tree I have is about 40 pages of Skavala descendants. And now I'm able to add to that tree and try find out where this tree lands. So I was very excited to that. My week has been intriguing. And I'm not sure if people get excited over things like that in history of the Bahamas and how various families interlink, and especially how a number of the black and white families are related and closely related. You know, I always thought that, you know, we adopted these names through slavery, but now I'm seeing that, no, we are intimately involved and have familiar relations. I got a text right here. I say, Nuri, you don't get out much. No, I do not get out much. I just be busy working. That's the Jamaican blood in me. I have four jobs. I have an expensive wife I got to take care of and spend money on. So I got to be busy, and I know where I had to spend my money. So when I do go out, I try to make sure that it's meaningful. And that encounter I had with the expat Bahamians, right, was meaningful to me. To talk about the days when I went to like the first Air Bahamas, and after Bahamas Air, whatever the name of the flight of the airline, and to hear her stories of being based in those foreign countries and representing the Bahamas was beautiful to hear. And I said, dang, we need someone to start retelling these stories. But let me get to this caller. I also saw a post from Bahamianology. I want you to write that down. Bahamianology.com is a website. It's a website run by the children of Bradley Roberts, right? And she had a post about Bradley Robertson. It was beautifully written. It's something that's worth investigating, because it talks about obituaries. But let me go to the caller first, and then I'll come back and explain about Bahamianology and what you need to go, why you need to go and particularly read that particular article about Bradley Roberts and his obituary. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I like this particular topic, but at least this when you started it.
Mm-hmm.
This white-black thing. You realize there's only the white people that refer to black people as black and them as white. All the other people, they refer to Russian, Swedish, German, Filipino, Mexican, Brazilian. They don't call them by their color.
No,
if we are men, we can disagree and don't disagree.
I can give you an example.
But what I'm saying is,
my example of that is,
about the white and black. Okay, my mother, on my mother's side, came from the Puch.
Okay.
The Puch family. Now, the Puch is actually Dupuy, which comes from France, which is European.
Mm-hmm.
On my father's side, it's the Fountains. My mother was from Kent Road and Shirley Street. Her mother was Ida Dupuy, sister to Leon Dupuy, who started the Tribune. That's my grandmother. On the Fountain side, the baby Fountain was Cecil Fountain. Now, I asked all of them, other than them, where did their parents come from? Because they both are French. Fountain is Fontaine. Now, the Fontaines could either come from Haiti, through France, which is also French, through New Orleans, through New York, or from Florida. They have fountains all over those places. Even down in Texas, there's a fountain guy that has a yacht building company. So you got the white and the black in my family. And then I come out with this hard red Coke Joe. So we got Coke Joe's, like Spanish Red Arabico. We got the little darker Coke Joe's, like the Elutrans and stuff like that. Dark brown, and then you got the dark black. Now, who is actually black and who is actually white? You say, we just clap everything into black and white. And they look at me and they say, Sparky's a Coke Joe. They look at you and they say, you're a black. You're an African. You're African. You're not black. I've never seen a black person, and I've never seen a white person. I've seen a white sheet of paper, but I've never seen a white people. I see some Chinese, they're so bright, you could look like you could see the blood running through their skin. And they're whiter than plenty of white people, but we don't call them white. We call them Chinese. You see, we call the Indians Indians, and some of them Indians blacker than me and you. But we call them Indians. And they don't speak our language. And before I go to this open line, I have a big problem with one particular ethnic group in this country. On Sunday and Thursday night, there's a group that comes on Guardian.
You there? You going? I sure the producer said you're going to rant on the Haitians again. For some reason, black people just get your vex. Yeah, I don't know. It's a particular set of Africans you're like, but not other particular set of Africans you like. But anyway, back to behemonology.com. I encourage you to go and visit it. It has a write-up about Bradley Roberts being one of the premier historians in the country. Obituaries is an extensive. Thousands of obituaries, and the reason why he collected it. I'm not sure if you ever go on Ancestry.com. If you search in your surname on Ancestry.com or looking for your family, more likely Bradley Roberts's collection of family trees will come up because of how extensive it is. I'm encouraging a lot of people, everyone, to do research in their family. Some people tend to have anxiety about who they're related to, especially with family islands too. I'm not saying I'm blaming family islands, just that family island people tend to be private. You know, they don't like answering questions, who your daddy is and who your mother is, you know. You could have been sent to Nassau to live with a cousin and never gone back to the family island again, or sent to live with a family friend because they had so many children. And say, okay, you have none. You can take care of this one. This belongs to you. So that family tree type would be kind of be odd. This text says, Mr. Nuri, trust me, you haven't seen white bohemians. Andrews, two of them are EMTs, white and long hair. You wouldn't know they born and raised in Andrews unless they tell you. And there are plenty more of them, but those two will surprise you. Matter of fact, one was on Miss Green's show a few weeks ago. Yeah. Have a prominent, I'm talking about wealth, I'm talking about long historic place on the family islands. I just didn't know that we had such in Acklands and Crooked Island. So I found that. I know we have what they call Acklands Red. These were hard red people, right? And subjective on how you view them. But I didn't know we had white bohemians on Crooked Island and Acklands. I just didn't know. I just didn't know. Or originate from there. That's their and Long Key. That's their foundation. And I found that amusing. I was very intrigued with that. And I said, yeah, thanks, man. Tell me the story about your family members and who they are, right? Because they have, I'm not even sure if I came across white Farquharsons, because the lady was related to them too. And I knew that was a Scottish family. I have family trees of the Farquharson. And I see where it changed complexion in terms of intermarrying to black people, but I didn't know what happened to the white branches and to hair that one was there with me. So, you know, I started writing down names to expand on the family trees I do have there. You know, hopefully it'll help someone who's doing research in the future. So I'm going to do that. Says, good day, Nuri. I had the pleasure of visiting the room where Bradley Roberts kept those obituaries. It was a great experience for me. Yeah, Texter is an awesome experience seeing his collection. It's massive. And I was able to see pictures of Kendall Isaacs, but in terms of obituary and their write-up and the history legacy there, all the way back to the 1920s, 1930s, he had collections. So if you're looking for your family members. Maybe, perhaps, hopefully, Bradley Roberts has an obituary on that, and that's where he based his family tree to cross-referencing those things. But moving on from there, I'm just saying that my week was interesting meeting so many different type of people. But this open line today, I see that the opposition continues to try table a U.S. criminal complaint in the House. And that has been blocked. It's been blocked by the Speaker of the House. He said, no, we're not accepting it, right? Mr. Mitchell has responded. Mr. Mitchell said that this document should not be introduced into Parliament. And he gave a reason. He said that the court documents require further review before tabling. He wanted to make sure that it's legal, that all the prerequisite is followed. And all that is subjective. The opposition said that it has some bearings to the Bahamas. The government is saying that, yeah, it possibly has some bearings, but until they start tabling names to find out how much the extent is, instead of doing guesswork, we can wait. We can wait, right? And that's the conclusion that Mr. Pintad, leader of the opposition, said he's going to go to court. He's going to test the foundation of what the speaker has decided. And I am comfortable with that. Some people have frustrations on whether the antics of the opposition is warranted. And I say, yes, it is warranted. Why? Because this is the basis of democracy, where we have two different positions. And those two different positions are going to be hashed out. It's going to be hashed out. And after you go through all of the options of how things were to be done, we would be better for it. So I'm glad these things are happening. I beg the Bahamian people that they have some patience of what is being done. Have an open mind regarding what is being done, because our future of democracy is at stake. And this will, in fact, determine what will happen 5, 10, 20 years from now. So I'm waiting and watching to see how these things panned out. And I can let the opposition do what they do, and I'm going to let the government do what they do, and let the speaker rule on things. And if it needs to be challenged to the next level, I encourage the opposition to challenge it to the next level so we can understand what is happening. I see, finally, the prison commissioner, Paula Jai, said women in general. He sent out a press release formally apologizing for his words. He said, after publicly stating that he would hold new female recruits to a harsher standard than male recruits, Department of Correctional Services Commissioner Dawn Clare issued an apology yesterday. There's a lot of criticism, a number of women's groups. Now, I want to applaud the women's group for responding, because I'm not used to women challenging men. I got to have that pretext, right, to try to explain that. I've been asking, where are the number of women's group in general? How come they're not responding vocally and loudly? And when women are, in my words, demeaned, lowered, right? We live in a patriarchal society where men rule. This is our place. And then women have to accommodate us, right? And there are times when women are discriminated repeatedly, right? I'm a girl dad, so I have girls who are trying to grow up to be strong and say, you could be a fireman. If you want, you can be a police, commodore of the defense force, or whatever. You just have to study and show yourself approved. And to know that there are people who will second-class them is a concern of mine. So when I see saw the statements, I got defense. You trying to pigeonhole my child. No, man, she could be anything she wants to be. She could be prime minister if she wants. It's not an all-boys club, right? It's not an all-boys club. She should be entitled, if she's qualified and proficient, to get whatever job in the Bahamas. So I'm glad to see that he apologized. I see the women's group asking for his resignation, and I believe that's what they should do. They should ask for those things, and then the powers that be will judge it, whatever merit it has, and make a decision. And that has been determined. They determined to keep him there, right? And by determined that he needs to apologize, and he has done that. Now it's up to the women's group to find out, to conclude whether that's sufficient for them, or to continue to press. And we as a public shouldn't get mad at women defending women and their rights and children, whatever it is. We need to applaud women when they go out and challenge and defend themselves, and respect that instead of trying to demean. How dare they do that? I see in the social media sphere that a number of men are saying that these women who were complaining about what the gentleman said are feminists. They're anti-man. That there's a war between man and Bohemian men and Bohemian women. And I said, I don't know if there's a war between Bohemian men and women. I think there are a number of men who tend to behave badly. And when they behave badly and they get caught, and you hold them to be accountable, you get defended on you. There are a number of women who may finesse a number of Bohemian men. And when that happens, we need to call women out. And we see that in terms of some cases where women make charges against men, and the men eventually win. And we need to call those women out too for when they make some bad charges against men and stuff like that. So I appreciate when justice prevails. I see a caller right here on this open line Thursday. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, are you there?
See, Nuri.
Hey, man, blessings to you.
What's happening?
Reach
yeah,
here,
man. Two things first. This thing with feminine women and feminine man and feminist woman, that's craziness. I don't think a woman, a real lady, two things. I don't think a real lady would want to be equal to her husband. Unless she don't believe in the Bible.
What do you mean by equal?
I guess some people just talk with the woman war 50-50 equal. If my wife was alive and my wife wanted to be 50-50 equal with me, that means if the light bill is $100, you got to put a $50 there. That means if you want to be equal with me, you got to be the door ring. If somebody rings the doorbell 12 o'clock in the night, I answered last night. You got to go answer that tonight. You want to be equal. That's equal. That's if you want to be equal. Let's be equal.
Okay?
But I think a woman who believes in the Bible should never want to be equal to her husband.
And people embrace the Bible and the interpretation of the Bible differently. And I think we get confused between the word equity and equality, right? Equity means that even though you could be 60% and one could be 40%, everyone put their equal effort into the effort.
Well, putting 60 and you're putting 40, we're not equal.
No, that's equity. You could be as equity. But okay, let me give you an example. I have a academic wife.
Yeah.
She's smart. I can tell you what my wife does. A number of people are familiar with her, but she makes some good money. Oh,
yeah.
God, she makes some good money. Because she's proficient in that, have some good assets right in there, right? Even though I might pay one or two more bills than she does, but her salary triples. You hear the word triple? Triples
yeah.
my salary.
Yeah,
now, hold on. You should tell me.
The man role. Are you sure your wife don't want to be equal with you?
No. I run my house. I don't run around
it. You don't mind doing that, you know. You don't mind doing that if you're a man lead. Let you be the man.
Mm-hmm.
But you have some woman, they married, they husband title.
I always find it odd with double barrel names trying to be independent.
Let me say another thing to you. You're talking about the school, young men in school, young boys in school. You started off with that.
Yeah.
I think, and this is my thing, and I always think this. I think before the boy reaching grade 7, you should almost know if he can be smart, book smart, or hand smart. You have some fellas who aren't smart now.
Mm-hmm.
They can fix anything you give them to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask them to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that government high school, this is my thing. They already have a swimming pool, and they also have the thing down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They need to turn government high into a sports academy. You have the baseball thing right there. You have the track thing right there. You have the basketball thing right there. You have the boxing thing through the corner. You do maths in English. You have to do maths in English in the morning. You have lunch. And from 12 to 3, you go to your sporting event. Those who can do baseball, you go to the baseball field. You have people there teaching baseball. You go to the track. So You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you do with C.C. Sweeting? You then turn C.C. Sweeting into a mechanic school. Those who are going to do mechanic and body work, you let them do maths and English in the morning. Then in the evening, they do mechanic and body work. Then you get another school you can do solo panel and let's use these people for what they can do. Everybody ain't gonna be smart. You can do that with the women and all. My son graduated from C.V. Bell a couple of years ago, and the top mechanic, the top student in auto mechanic was a girl.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So let us use these children for what they're good. Don't try push nothing on them dog, but cut open no frog and this foolishness. They ain't doing that.
I hear you, Carlo, and I appreciate it. I think you call those kind of schools magnet schools. They're in the Caribbean. I see they have that in Jamaica. I have some cousins who can...
I'll continue listening.
Yes. I have some cousins who could tile anything, right? Who could make, what do you call them, cabinets and whatever it is. In fact, we have a large population of Jamaicans who now immigrate into the Bahamas because they are top builders of cabinets and tiling, and perhaps we may have to gravitate to do something similar. Only challenges I have with that is when they go to these magnet schools to learn like specialty mechanics and tiling, they tend to forget the academic side of it, and a number of the students, particularly boys, tend to have challenge reading and math and functioning reasoning skills because they're only concentrating on the trade. So once we get the fair balance on how to do both, I have no problem with that. I think we need specialized schools here by grade 9, grade 10, by grade 9, right? Where you can say, hey, you want to do well in your hand. When you graduate from school, you can get a phase 1 mechanic, phase 2 plumbing, phase 3 electrician. You could get certificates that when you transition into BTVI, you go in there to get your license. Because you really have phase 1, 2, 3 in a particular discipline, and you're just now going to get certified. And I think that's something that we should consider. And I see that they're making some movements towards that. The government has just recently, in terms of AI, I think Pia Glover made an announcement of that, saying that they'll have certain certifications in high school that will be certified. I know the number of private schools has it, especially in computers, that you become experts in certain computer fields by when you graduate, you have that. But let's go to the phone call on this open line Thursday. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Caller. I can hear you, caller. Go ahead.
By the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something, what he's talking about has been something that has been advocated for quite some time now. In fact, over the past 10 years, we've been talking about the idea of specialty schools, whereas those who, in particular, you know, the math and English, the core subjects, yes, you always keep that in the curriculum for these persons, even if they're in the specialty school. But actually having them focus on to the craft that most interests them, that is something that we need to really tap into. Yes, we are who's doing a tremendous job in that aspect, but in the junior high schools, I believe that we should implement such a project, whereas those persons who are really into body mechanic, body work and mechanics, they can actually focus on that while still doing the core subjects. So by the time they leave the junior high school and perhaps look at a BTVI or look at a UB, they would have already been immersed into those subject areas, whereas once they walk in there, they are so proficient that passing the classes and doing well in those classes would be to their greater advantage. So specialty schools spoken to that level of it. You know, for me personally, you know, I'm not an academically inclined person per se, such as my other 6 siblings. I'm more hands, well, my other siblings, except there's 2 of us who are more.
Jeff, you there? Jeff, what? Just lost minutes. And I had family in the States who go to what I call magnet schools. I had a niece who got certified in taking care of animals, whatever it is. And it's a program she started from junior high school, and she's specialized in that. But one of the issues there is we are archipelago, and it's hard for us to rebuild the wheel in terms of having that program to every school, right? If we can have our kids have staggered schedules where they could leave like an AFLE and go to a CC at 12 noon and take up your plumbing trade there, and then you leave there and go back to your academic part at different schools, perhaps we can do that. But to stay in one station and the supply and demand might be a not be cost effective, and perhaps that's why they haven't moved to that as yet. The Minister of Energy made some announcements with Grand Bahama about the bills, and she have up the government's plan how they take off VAT at a certain level of the bills, saying that the people in Grand Bahama should be seeing savings quickly. So that's some good news to talk about. But let's go to the phone calls again. Garden Radio AM, you live.
Hey, Miri.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
And you know, it's sad to see that people are still looking at people who are in the trade industry as being something lesser, and saying, using it as excuse, now if I could say that.
Yes.
Because people are not doing well in school, boys and females. When I'm a carpenter, and when I go out and do my job, I have to know about geometry. I have to know about lining up a room square. I have to be at some of my jobs entitled me to even draw a plan for somebody and to show them how it's going to be on their property or on the side of their house. I have to know about lining up a roof with the existing roof that's still on. People don't look at this job as being a real professional job, just like a lawyer or a doctor. Okay? And I'm not making a person can learn it just as well as they could learn geometry, or they could learn about architect, because you need to know a little bit about that. A tile guy need to know how to square up a room and all of these things. How to get the knowledge from one person head to a next person head is where we are having difficulties in knowing how a person learns. How a person receives information is what we are having problems with. You could lower the standards to anything, even saying a person could do landscaping, but you still have to quote at the end of the day, if you're a landscaper, you know trees, you know, you have to know about the ground, you know, have to know about the soil, the fertilizer, how much the calculations, all of these things. Even a farmer know about all of these things at the end of the day. Okay? So how the wise distribute knowledge to the unwise? This is our problem. And analyzing how we're doing that. Some people, we already find out how some people refer to knowledge. Some people inside school, they could remember good. Some people, some kids, they just good on remembering. You could tell them one thing and not that. They know that. Some kids don't even have to study because they receive everything when they was taught it one day. It's like they have a picture, they snap it, and they just keeps it. And teachers inside our community love kids them like this.
Yeah.
They love them. And they just neglect the rest of them who learns a different way. But every child is intelligent. You just have to find out, we just have to find out how a person receives data.
Mm.
And this is where we're having problems with.
Yeah.
We need to experiment, go more and experiment, finding out how the school, our school system should set up. If we need to move one set of children from one school to the next school that teaches a different way, or one classroom to the next classroom and show how they learn, it's different. I like what you say about how we could deal with the trade fields and recognizing kids there from an early age to putting them in different stage as they develop. And at the end of the day, they could be a professional tradesman or whatever they're getting into. That's great. Okay? But then the average kids today, they don't even know what they want to be.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to mention something to you that's going on. I'm going to take us a little off track that's going on. Have you realized how the United States is treating the World Cup? Nobody's talking about this.
I'm seeing some news reports now where people are concerned that they're blocking people coming in to participate in it.
Yes, this is a serious thing. I mean, and everybody looks up to the United States so much, and they have so much influence on something. And we are not looking at how the United States are treating some people worldwide. at something as important as the World Cup, where it brings peace and brings people together. I don't know the chicks are it, but I don't like what I'm seeing.
Well,
I really don't like what I'm seeing.
The United States is the greatest country in the world because of the freedom.
One of them.
No, but I can explain why. Because of the freedoms that it has, right? It's not a static country. It's a dynamic country. The issue that we face now is that the people of the world and of the United States need to be more interactive. If there are issues that they don't like, they need to complain. And usually the country responds and improve it upon itself. The world now needs to critique and say, hey, what's happening here is not right. And you need to correct it. And you see that the United States tend to conform and say, yes, that makes sense. We will improve upon it. We're just not doing our job.
We need a balance.
We need a balance. We need to do our part and complain, and they'll do their part and respond.
Correct. But we need to see. And people need to see. And we need to talk about
Yes.
it.
Yes.
It needs to be a form that we can start talking about these things.
Yeah.
And don't hide in the background to say, Big Brother is listening, so we have to keep quiet. We can't speak up.
They appreciate when we talk, though. They appreciate when we talk because they have a chance and opportunity to improve upon themselves. That's why they always shopping for the best people around the world.
I hope so.
Yeah, we watch it, wait and see. So. Yeah, man, I enjoyed your call, by the way. So thanks very much for calling. Caller, I see you hang up. We go on a commercial break. You call back right over the commercial break. Let me read that. It says, hello, how are you? I went to CC back in the 70s. We had cosmetology, auto mechanics, catering, secretarial classes, office practice, woodwork, and dance. Some of the top chefs and cosmetologists graduated from there. We had hotel training classes also. And CC, the great school of CC students, still have all of those classes. And they're still producing some of the best cooks in the Bahamas right now. There's something for them to be proud of. The system works now. The system is there. We just need to now know how to capitalize on the system and to also explain to the parents and the general public what is available. Some of us just don't know that it's being done now. We complain it. But all these exercises and opportunities are there. Anyway, it's an open line Thursday. We're talking about what you have. I see you on the next side of this commercial break.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging and schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick, around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in support. Enjoy fellow Caring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Game time.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. The lines are now open in case you want to call back. I have this text that says, if the debate is about the budget, why is there so much time being used to talk about things that are irrelevant to the budget? It's a waste of the people's time and money. And the response was, the budget debate allows members wide latitude to address matters in the public interest. This has always been the case. Okay, so that's where it is. And let me read this text. Hey, Cecil, if you are a man and you know you're a man and you believe that you are the leader of the women dem, you must be confused or you say you're a woman. Okay. To let the speaker know that the CHC, or can I read that text? Let's go to the phone lines. Guiding Reader AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. I hear you talk about the Scavalas.
Yes.
And you said that they were settled where at first, in the balance?
No, I didn't mention where they were settled. I was talking about the family tree, and I found a white family line that still exists. And they came
from where?
No, I didn't mention where they came from.
They came from Italy.
No. I didn't mention where they came from. I was talking about the family line that exists here in Nassau, in the Bahamas, and I did not realize that there's still a white family line.
Let me put you in contact, okay? I could line you right up because they settled in where's Fortune Island, which was, you know where that is, right?
Yes.
You know where Fortune Island was?
Lonky.
Okay, right there. That's where they settled at first. And they are in Landrill Point, Cook Island.
Okay.
Okay, and you said that I keep saying that you are a Farquharson from.
No. Let me make a correction. I do family trees. I have a Farquharson family tree. I have a Scavala family tree, and I was mentioning that I found a new branch of Scavalas who are white, just pure white, no black in altered. I forget how to pronounce the word, and I was intrigued because I haven't come across the line before. Both Farquharson and Scavala. So I said, I have to now go and add them to this particular tree that I have.
I understand. You said that you are, and you related to the Farquharson and you're from Auckland.
My family intermarried in the Farquharsons and, of course, the Hannah Hasty people. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I am Farquharson from Watlands Island.
Nice.
Loyal to Charles Farquharson.
Nice.
And you mentioned Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked you that. And one of the brothers did settle in Crooked Island, the other one went down to Trinidad to the Farquharsons in Trinidad. They are brother related to Royal Charles Farquharson and the Farquharson in Crooked Island,
mm-hmm.
and they are from Aberdeen, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. And this other thing you're saying about the students and learning and the trade stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It, it is critical, and the government school, and we don't need to knock them because we all came from that, and we came from through the government school, mm-hmm. and people like us learned our craft and everything since we were in primary school. We can't knock the academics because someone like me learned how to build a wooden launch chair mm-hmm. since I was in the seventh grade mm-hmm. doing conference to learn the country from primary school and working and, you know, learning to pay for school uniform since I entered junior high school mm-hmm. with me and Pintard and Myers Deruta and all of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So and how long do you think it takes someone to learn how to swim, Yuri?
My daddy threw me in the ocean and tell me swim back.
And how long that took?
I swim back.
Okay. The average person, I teach a girlfriend of mine on Goodman's Bay to learn how to swim. She went to St. John's and I graduated from St. John's. And she already finished college.
Mm-hmm.
4 years of college. I teach how to swim in an hour on that same day. I taught two other women right on Goodman's Bay
nice.
How to swim. They couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So we... I'm teaching our children and neighbors and everybody the skills. Doesn't mean we must take away from them learning how to read and write. That's
yes.
the basic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I encourage everybody to, you know, take your nephews and your children and you teach them to do carpentry. Just building a piggy bank.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, from when they're in primary school, a piggy bank will teach them that, teach them to learn how to save. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll have a nice day.
I appreciate your contribution. We're going to the next caller. It says, before I go that, the text says, CA, what about all the other women members of parliament? Why do they not stand up resolutely for women issues? Only the Barnett Ellis lady spoke up. I trust all those women MPs still stand up for women's rights. We need more MPs, female MPs, to stand up and make commentary. Let's see. Let's go to the next caller as I go through these texts right here. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM, you live. This text says, don't say bad charges, say false allegation. Okay. Let's see what it is. Going through these texts now, trying to not read things I already read. And you say, and the word conkyjo and the word white. And I agree with you, no texter. Usually when I say the word white, I fall, right? Or usually when I say the word white, I follow it with invasive species. So when I use conky joe, it's an endearing word instead of a combative word. So I was not trying to be combative. So that's why I didn't use the word white. I hope that helped, right? The colonizers be watching. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, CA Neri. Go ahead, caller. Kermit, prepare to call for me, man. Go ahead, Colin. Can you hear me?
Hey, gracious, you see, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Right on, man. Yeah, I think that we should don't get rid of core subjects, right, like English and maths. Let me tell you why, right? I had a crazy month. I went to a fast food restaurant about 2 weeks ago, right? The lady took my number. She took my order, right? And I gave her $15. When I went to the window to pick up the change, the lady gave me back $100 change.
You get blessed.
So I look at her, right, man. I say, well, I'm blessed on top of that, right? I only had two sandwiches. The lady actually gave me back seven sandwiches.
Man, God was
seven sandwiches and $100.
Nah,
even if you think about it now, how could you give someone back $100 change? So I didn't take it now. You know, the typical individual would just pull off and with seven sandwiches and $100.
Yeah.
I say, Mr. Man, you're dragging me short. So I gave her back the $100, right? Wait for a proper change, right? The woman come back and give me $50 change.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. And the sandwich and the things only came to with $14 and some cents.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a problem in the country, people with maths and English. Then 2 weeks after that, I went to another restaurant, and I asked for number three. The lady said, uh-huh. I said, could I have a number three, please? What did you say? I said, give me a number three. You don't believe she understand three? She ain't understand three?
We have some challenges that we need to deal with.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I appreciate you, man. Thanks again. Let's read these last texts before we go because it's now 12 o'clock. Say, good morning. The opposition leader was referring to the matters before the PAC when he said he is prepared to take the ruling to court, not the U.S. affidavit. Yeah. But like I said, I appreciate what the opposition is doing. I believe that these things prove democracy is alive and well in the Bahamas. Our government will respond in kind. And at the end of all of the adjudication regarding these things, we will have a better Bahamas. So I'm not angst. I'm not angry. I sit back. I intake. I try to understand as much what's going on. I try to read as much that is happening and hope for the best as we try to get to a better Bahamas. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It was another open line Thursday. Tomorrow I should have a guest. Tomorrow I should have a guest. And if not, we'll find something else to talk about, eh? Guardian Radio AM, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.